Hallo, hallo, did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? Did you get something to eat between the shows? Be honest, you went to eat something? A drink. Coca-Cola? How much? Bacardi? What do they charge here for a Coke? $2.50? $3? Who's drank it, the Gentiles? Usually I'm gonna give you $2.50, $3 for a Coke. $3 for a Coke. I guarantee you that you spent the whole time watching the Gentiles drinking the Coke. When I see people charge $3 for a Coke, I look at them. So why should I pay $3 for a Coke? Does it make sense to you? $3 for a Coke? I always tell them the same thing. No ice. I never put ice in a Coke for $3. You understand this? Not too funny, too. The Gentiles laugh easier. Jews don't laugh unless they get permission from us. That's also true. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact. Do you ever see a Jew order food throughout? Does he ever order food without a fight? Never. Never. Every Jew says the same thing. Do I like this? It so happens that I really... I don't. I thought I did. Up to you. It's up to you. Let's be honest about it. A Jewish husband is the most intimidated person in the world. The most intimidated person. They made us recently and they found out that a Jewish husband is directly comparable to a Japanese wife. They spend their whole lives by giving us for things they don't remember doing. Every Jewish couple has the same conversation. Yish, right, and he's going, I didn't mean to do it, I don't know why, but you did it. I didn't want to. Well, did you? I didn't want to do it. I'm just begging forgiveness. Every gets up in the morning the same way. Did I do something yet? I don't care, he's the biggest genius in the world to her. He's a putz, he's a schmuck. He can be making $1 million a year. You know, like 40 million. That's because they don't listen to me. If he listened, you know how much money he'd be making. Hey, he doesn't listen. Not that I'm picking on Jewish wives. That's not nice to do, because I picked on them a lot in my first show. You probably heard about it. And I made a lot of routines about Jewish wives. And a lot of them resented it because I was picking on them too much. Let's be honest. It's not nice to say, because there are really a lot of Jewish wives. There are. Here they are. Nobody. I'm not saying nobody happily married. Some people are very happy. You know who's happily married, I find? The girl and her mother. That's it. The husband schleps a chazir. Every Jewish husband you meet 10 minutes after the wedding is already krecht a chazir. Krecht a chazir. You ever see the wife? Krecht a chazir.